amongst all the families of the earth. And because so, he's punishing you for your disobedience, for breaking the law, statutes, commandments. No one else. Read what you got.
Romans chapter 13, verse 11. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep.
Now knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. A lot of y'all think y'all so woke. A lot of y'all swear y'all woke. Oh, my third eye. I got my third eye. You blind as hell. You blind as hell. You're not even using your two eyes, but you talk about the third eye. Dabbling in Egyptology again. The eye of Horus, that is. Talk about your third eye. But you're spiritually blind. You're spiritually blind. Read it again.
Romans chapter 13, verse 11, and it reads, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep.
Now it is high time to awake out of sleep. What is the sleep? If you are part of any of these false doctrines, you are asleep. If you still practice paganism, you are asleep. If you still dabble in idolatry, you are asleep. If you still believe that you are an African American as a black man, black woman, you are asleep. If you still celebrate these Roman Catholic holidays and traditions, you are asleep. If you don't believe in Christ, you are asleep. If you don't believe in the laws, the statutes, commandments, you are asleep. If you still believe that color does not matter, you are asleep. If you believe that being an Israelite is not important, and that God loves us all the same, you are asleep. And you need to wake up. Read it again. But now it's high time.
Romans chapter 13, verse 11, and it reads, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep.
Keep going.
For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe.
For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. It's getting closer and closer by the day. By the day. Any minute now, this thing could blow up. The Habasah could crack the sky, and it could be on. World War III could be on. Armageddon is on. Any day now. We on borrowed time, people. We don't have time to waste. We don't have time to play. For it is high time that we must awake up out of sleep. And what is the slumber? If you still believe in the voting system of America, you sleep. You still believe in Black Lives Matter, you sleep. You still believe in a white Jesus, you sleep. You still believe the Bible's a white man's book, you sleep. If you still believe in astrology, you sleep. If you believe in wizardry, sorcery, you are asleep. Nah, I got my third eye open. I got my third eye open. Nah, nigga, you sleep. You sleep. What's up, sis? Come rap with us real quick. I see you looking. You look interesting. You got maybe 2 minutes.
I'm a Buddhist.
That's cool. That's cool. You ain't. Come on.
What's Buddhism? Same thing. What's Buddhism?
Go ahead.
Right, we know that. Go ahead.
Explain build it. With a hot building.
Explain it.
What is
this? This is your nationality according to the Bible. That's what this is. What's your nationality? Your Guyanese? How do you know your Guyanese? Based on, how about your father? Right, so you're American. You're a black American?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you go, it goes by the seed of your forefather according to the Bible. You know about the Bible?
Yeah, my grandfather.
There you go. See? The Bible is the book for the so-called blacks and Hispanics. It's your true history book. Your true way of life is the Bible. Yeah, it is. You just don't know it. You know why you don't know it? Because you wasn't taught it properly.
Now, I ain't going to cap. When I was growing up, my grandmother, which is my father's mother, I was going to church. Like, she was Christian. But right. My auntie, which is my mother's mom, is Muslim. So it's like, I was always, like, kind of in the middle.
Right. And you know what? Right. But see, you're Christian, you're Muslim, you're not even in the middle. You're way off to the left. Because when you read the Bible doesn't even deal with Christianity. Christianity is a man-made religion or man-made religions. The Bible gives you laws, statutes, and commandments. Your true way of life. Well, right. Those are all false prophets, men, man. That's Christianity right there.
The Baptist Church.
All those religions came out of Christianity. The Bible's not dealing with religion. It's dealing with laws, statutes, and commandments. You see, so when we come out here and what we teach, no cap, like you said, we teach them true nationality. Your true way of life isn't Buddhism. Why? Because Buddhism, that way of life, was the way the Chinese created. You understand? So as a black American woman, because although your mother's Guyanese, you got to understand, according to the Bible, it goes by who your forefathers are. Who are your forefathers? You understand? Because the man carries the seed, the woman incubates the seed. You see what I'm saying? That's why when a man and a woman get married, who takes whose name? And Dominican? You see, you can't be two nationalities. You only can be one.
Right, so then
she's Dominican. See, there's no such thing as I'm part cat, part dog. I'm part lion, part rat. You're either one or you the other. So again, you may have the characteristics of your mother, but you are your father's seed because you come out of your father's loins. The woman, in turn, incubates. You understand? So that's what we're out here to do. We're out to teach. Huh? No, this is what you're going to do. You're going to take some flyers. And you can really think about
it. But my father, I wanted to send it to my dad. Because he's not a baby. That's what we talk about.
That's good, too. Take some flyers. Check it out. Y'all got any questions?
I'm not
going
to send it. To be honest, I don't even care. I just like the crickets. I just want to hear what he's not talking about. Like, I don't even care what he's like. No. Like, I just want to find the parents' opinion. Like, everybody got their own beliefs. So he might not agree. But it's still going to be alright to, like, the parents' opinion.
Well, check it out. That's the thing. Everybody got their own beliefs. But when we read the Bible, there's only one belief. There's one true belief. What is it? Is it religion or is it law? That's what you got to ask yourself. You know why? Because you wasn't taught it. That's why.
That's all I was taught all my life.
Let me say this. But who taught it to you? That's the problem. That's the problem. Because according to the Bible, women aren't supposed to teach. The men are supposed to teach.
Well, yeah, I had a pastor.
Right. So, and according to the Bible, he wasn't teaching you law. He was teaching you what? One of these religions. What was he, Baptist?
I'm not going to lie to you. That's what I feel like that's, me away from
the that's why a lot of our people don't want to deal with the Bible.
Yeah.
Because they've been lied to based off religion. You understand?
See, it's
and not
weird.
Based off the truth of the Bible.
There is. It's weird. I didn't know because they were feeding me all this. I didn't know.
Right, because they was telling you that God looked like that, right? This is what they was telling you.
I never believe that. Because when I was growing up also, my grandmother, my father's mother, the one that had me in church.
Right.
My mother was also telling me that when I came coming back from church, she used to be asking, okay, but what did you learn?
Right.
I used to be like, God, he used to be like, hold on. Like, I don't know God's a man.
Right. Easy.
I used to be like,
well, right, easy. That's how you know God's a man. Go to Exodus 15, verse 3. See? That's the problem. That's why.
That's what I used to tell her. I used to be like, well, when I was in church, they was teaching.
Well, right.
That he's a man. She was like, well, then I was young, so now I'm
right,
like,
of course.
Say 18.
15 and 3. I can understand why you feel that way, that you don't want to deal with the Bible.
It wasn't really me. It was really coming from multiple mouths. So then I started realizing, like, damn, like, if one person saying another, and another person saying another, who goes to say that they ain't all right?
Exactly. Look, this is the same Bible your grandma read, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, King James Version.
But now, watch what we read out the Bible. Read that.
Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. The Lord is a man.
Stop right there. You heard what that said, right? Read it again.
The Lord is a man.
It says the Lord is a man, so God is a man.
Yeah, so that's
right. Read on.
of war.
Of war. And he's also a man of war. He's also a man of love. He's also a man of hate. You understand? But God is a man. So when people say, oh, God can be anything you want him to be. God can be whatever you want. No. It says what? The Lord is a man of war.
I'm saying I knew he was a man because that's what I was learning. But
see, the elders, the elders will tell you something different, right?
Yeah.
And this is the thing.
And that's what you
said. Go to Job 32, verse 6. Because every person is 32, verse 6. Every older person, because they're older in age, doesn't mean they have wisdom.
Yeah,
like every person that's famous doesn't mean that they're great, talented or whatever. Because you're famous, that means nothing.
And then
right? Because you're elderly doesn't mean you're what you have wisdom.
Then I got to a certain age, and then my umi opened up the Quran, and I'm like, oh,
right. There you go. See, and that's the thing. Now watch this. And this is Job to tell you about not all older people, because some older people they kick knowledge, but then some young, some older people, they're just as dumb as us young ones, right?
But then again, you can't even be mad because it's what they were.
Right, exactly. And that's why you can't trust in every older person. That's why we're prepping you in the right direction so you can start to follow the true way of life. Go to Job 32, verse 6. Read that.
Job chapter 32, verse 6. And Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, answered and said, I am young.
So this man was a young man, just like you, a young woman, right? They just following the old heads and the elders, but based off the knowledge they got. Read on. But this is what he realized after this conversation and what happened. Read on. Right. Read on.
And ye are very old.
He said, ye are very old. Read on.
Wherefore I was afraid and durst not show you mine opinion.
Right. So when you're young and you listen to the old head speak, you don't want to show your opinion. Because you're a little nervous. You don't want to be disrespectful like this man, right? Read on.
I said, they should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom.
Right. They should speak, and the age should speak wisdom, right? Because why? They're the older generation. So we got to respect that, and they try to throw it down our throats, right? But read on what the Bible says sometimes about the older people. Read on.
But there is a spirit in man.
Right. So there's a certain spirit in man. Read on.
The inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding.
Right. The inspiration gives us understanding. That's why we teach boldly how we teach. Because God gives us his understanding. That's why we got all this literature. Right? Read on.
I don't think I'll ever, I'm not going to say ever, but for now, maybe when I move on to a different chapter of my life, I don't think I'm going to ever really, I'm going to always have an open ear.
You're supposed to.
I'm always going to learn more about everything.
You're supposed to.
This is in every religion. I'm not really too religious, because I grew up
and
in
a neither are we.
Household. So right. I'm more spiritual.
Exactly.
But I believe there's some truth to every religion.
I'm going to be honest with you. There's no truth to no religion.
Well,
you know why?
It's man-made.
Well, right. That's why there's no truth to the Bible. When you read from the Bible, you follow laws. You're divinely inspired by God. There is no truth to something that's man-made. It's everything that's man-made has flaws in it. If you tell people to follow laws and follow Christ, like the Bible says, then you're not dealing with religion. Because Moses was not given religion. He was given laws. He was given laws. That's hope. Now, for a minute, we're going to finish reading. Read on.
Verse 9. Great men are not always wise.
So great men are not always wise. Kanye West said something that we've been saying for years. The real Jews are black. He's not wise. We've been kicking that. We say that every day. Now they want cancel. Good. They can cancel him, but they can't cancel us because we follow Christ. You understand? And we got the knowledge. And we're not afraid. We're not even invested in this world. So great men are not always wise. Keep the wisdom to us. That's our job, to keep the wisdom. Read on.
Therefore I said, hearken to me. I also will show my opinion.
We're not reading it again. Read it again. Read on again.
Nine. My bad.
Skip something.
Great men are not always wise.
Right, read on.
Neither do the aged understand judgment.
Neither do the aged, the older generation, always understand judgment. Now you see how you when your grandmother said to you, oh, what you learn? And you say, yo, well, this and that, and God is a man. And, oh, what you mean, God?
I didn't even get there yet.
You just felt.
I'm like, yeah, well, I learned God. She was like,
right, well, right, exactly.
Yeah.
So now you just read that what? God is what? A man of war.
I knew.
So you knew it. But now.
But it's different. It was weird because, mind you, I'm talking about my great grandmother. Right, my
exactly. Exactly.
Mind you, she got Christian kids and Muslim kids.
Right. And,
but
and, right.
I was young, so it was weird. It's like, oh, I'm, all of this getting thrown in my face.
So you thought it was knowledge. Mom. Right, because you're confused.
Yeah.
The Muslim kids, it's like, no, Allah is the way. Right?
But then, it's not even that. Family.
Right. Like, oh no, definitely.
The people that's raising me, so now I'm looking at both ways.
Now you wonder.
I really started practicing Buddhism because it's, I don't know, it's really like I started getting shot, like shying away from religion.
Right, 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 right. And that's why you gotta come back. How y'all sister doing? That's why you gotta come back to Christ. You gotta come back to the Bible. You know why?
I'm not gonna say I really ever stop because I'm not gonna lie. I was practicing Buddhism, but I was still believing in a God and I had a problem.
Good.
I just didn't know what exact names put on him, but I'm not gonna lie to y'all, it was weird for me because I still was praying to God.
Right, like, and that's good, because see, you can't forsake Christ. You can forsake the religion, but don't forsake the Most High Christ, because the Most High Christ is the way.
Everything happens for a reason, and it's not just a coincidence that when I was brought up, like, you know, like as far back as you can remember, it's always gonna be what you remember from the beginning.
Right.
Christ, so
right, exactly.
I'm not gonna hold you,
exactly.
Yeah,
so and because Christ is the way.
And more so, I just didn't keep, like, yeah, he was like, and I just, I was like, it's like,
she got all information. Sure. I gave it, yeah.
It's like, definitely. All right, so basically, Buddhism, like, it's really
a way of life.
Yeah, it's just like,
Proverbs, sayings.
Like, realize that they live by the laws of karma. Like, basically, treat others how you want to be treated. Everything is in front of them.
And where do you think they got the laws of karma from?
Exactly.
The Bible.
But,
what
yeah,
you reap is what you sow.
And I'm the type where the way my mind is set up, like,
right.
Say you bring something to me, I'm going to analyze it, I'm going to break it down, I'm going to prove what I can prove physically,
right.
What I see it, and then
right.
What's proven, like, physically, like, science. Like,
right,
and
exactly.
Then there's always things that happen to you that you cannot put,
right.
You cannot prove, you cannot, it's literally physically, it's impossible. Like,
exactly.
Things that you know, so then I'll start putting that stuff together.
Right.
Like, all right, so y'all telling me this, but I'm seeing this guy and there with my own two eyes. And
right.
I know it's wisdom. Like, some of them, like, when I was growing up, I was always into literature and science.
Right, which is good.
So that's
but science can be bad, too, because it could be false.
Yeah, because not everything is proven. Right?
Absolutely.
Because
most westernized science is based off what? Theory.
Yeah.
It's not based off proof. Like, they'll tell you, right? They'll tell you the earth revolves around the sun. Well, right,
like,
exactly.
How the world started, like, everything is a theory.
Exactly.
That's
but when you read the Bible tells you how the earth was created.
Yeah.
You see that? Genesis, the first chapter, science. But then, in this society, they'll say, listen, but they'll tell you in a society, listen, the earth revolves around the sun, right?
Like,
that's what they'll tell you in science, right?
Yeah.
So then, why do they say sunrise and sunset? I thought you said the earth revolves around the sun. Which is it? Does the sun revolve around the earth? Because if you're saying sunrise and sunset, that means the sun revolves around the earth. And when you check it out, the sun is not as big as they're telling you it is, nor is it as far as they're saying it is. The sun is much closer than you think. Like, the moon is much closer. Like, you think that they landed on the moon? They never landed on the moon.
Yeah, and then for one,
they never landed on the moon.
And the crazy part is, like, they fool you in your face because the footprint that they show you on
right.
the moon, and then they are from the footprint of his moon. They don't even
right, and not even that. Not even that.
I didn't think about
who was that. On a who was on the moon to film the landing of the moon?
That's what I'm saying. And then if y'all see
it's all
somebody,
a front.
If somebody went to the moon once, it's gonna be room for them to go again. And
right,
again.
Exactly.
And
nobody's ever landed on the moon.
That's
you know
what I'm
why?
Saying.
Because number one, the light is too blinding. That's number one.
And
the only time you can land on that moon, you got a 3-day window. Is when the moon is dark.
That's
when the moon is dark, and that's
crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
So funny. So they were lying to us for years. Like,
of course they were. They still like,
yeah, you know what's crazy?
They lied to us every day.
Yes, I never even realized that. Like, they were showing me, like, yeah, okay, he went to the moon. And then once I always came, like, oh, where's my moon? Oh, I bet. Then when
right.
I see, this is the footprint. Like,
right, exactly, exactly.
I'm like,
that footprint
on.
Don't match what he doing.
Yo, I couldn't believe it.
And
I'm
then
like,
not only that, the flag. Look at the flag. The flag's waving. I thought there was no gravity.
Exactly.
In space,
so
which there's not. So where's that air coming from?
That's what I was trying to figure out. And then no funny shit, it's so much more. Y'all trying to prove aliens and studying. You really think that y'all was gonna make it to no funny shit, I don't believe nothing is impossible.
Right, right.
At all. So if y'all believe if there's really extraterrestrial beings, not only things y'all go out there,
right.
They let y'all make it out there and do all
See, the thing about it is this.
And they didn't have no proof.
Understand something. They haven't even gone in space.
That's what I'm saying. I don't believe
they've never been. They've never been outside of the atmosphere. You know why? Because you got to understand one thing about the ozone layer. The belt that separates the ozone layer, that is filled with radiation. They're not getting past that.
That's what I'm saying. Then, no funny shit, if y'all send one person to the moon, it's going to be hella other people lined up ready to go.
Of course.
They would, and you know how these people are, my mother. They would have sent that one person to the moon successfully. It would have been so
of
other.
Of course.
They would have kept sending. Like,
but listen, they're just really going into space regularly now. But who's over that? Big tech companies. See, understand something about the science of this world. It's false. It does not align with the Bible, what the Bible says. That's why we don't deal with religion.
Yeah.
That's why we don't deal with these pagan holidays. Like, for example, Halloween is Monday, right? That's the most paganist, wickedest holiday. Halloween goes into All Hallows Eve. You got to understand, it's a shaman festival that's celebrating what? The days getting darker. Because what's happening after Halloween? Daylight savings time. 2 weeks from now, the sun's going to be setting at what? 4:30. When there's no sun out, you know what they do? You know what witches and warlocks and demons do? They cast more spells at night. So that's what Halloween is all about. But you're going to have a lot of people that are going to be doing what? Dressing their kids.
They don't know better.
And right. You know why they don't know better? Because they trust in religion.
Yeah, and they must have talked to their own research. Like, the reason I really know is because
the Bible even says, blessed is he that readeth. Because
I remember one time I was saying something, and I think it was something I might have got in trouble, and I was telling my brother, like, yeah, brother, such and such, and third, and they, like, she said to me, like, I will never forget it. She
right.
One time she was like, why are you telling me about what such and such said? Like,
right, right, right.
Their mom's not a prayer book. And I just said that, I started thinking, like, damn, they mom's not a prayer book. Like, so who was going to say that people that's written in a prayer book? That, when she said that to me, that baffled me all my life. Like, yeah, I'm not a prayer book, but
then I'm thinking,
like, damn, you can't even go off
what
this person says. Somebody had to write
the
book.
You got to go off what the Bible says. Yeah, and the Bible only, go to Psalm 68, verse 11, just to show you about the book and who the Most High had. First of all, the first five books, was written by the finger of the Most High. That's the law. The first five books was written by the finger of the Most High. But this is what the Most High said. Read on.
Psalms chapter 68, verse 11. The Lord gave the word.
So the Bible says what? The Lord gave the word, right? God gave the word. Read on.
Great was the company of those that published it.
Great was the company of those that published it. Who were the ones that published it? Isaiah, Jeremiah, Moses. Ezekiel, right? God ordained holy men to do what? Hold on a minute, sis. God ordained holy men and inspired them to put this word out. And this is another reason why women are supposed to teach the Bible, because they don't go into the Bible like you didn't know that was there till just now. Your grandmother don't know that was there. Your great grandmother don't know that was there. If she knew. Right, if she knew, she'd have brought that scripture out. So listen, those men were holy men that wrote the Bible.
How often are you guys on here? Because I couldn't go.
Every Saturday.
Every Saturday.
I'm actually, because I'm not going to, my grandma died, just having a vacation.
Okay.
Her Bible is still in the house, like, with everybody. Like, I remember, like, when she first died, I flipped the whole thing. Like, she got,
right.
She had the same Bible for years.
Right.
Just, like, how you guys highlighted.
Absolutely.
Like, she,
absolutely.
Like, right,
absolutely.
I'm gonna take a closer look at it.
This is what you're gonna do, right? Take that information you got. The same information you got is the same information that's in the Bible. We got scriptures on that.
I'm actually seeing what scriptures most
spread
out to her. Right,
exactly.
Everybody take what they want.
Right, but see, that's the thing. You're not supposed to take what you want. You know why? Because Christ comes in the volume of the book.
Okay, wait.
You're supposed to take everything. No, don't you? No, you're right. No, listen. You don't have to rephrase it.
My grandmother, like, she's the Greek. Like, it's no matter how many times she's not Bible, she's always going back again.
Right.
That's what I never understood. Like,
you're supposed to. You know why? So, because you're always going to forget something when it comes to the Bible.
Yeah, but I'm
why?
Right.
Okay. I see what you said. Okay. Right. 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 Exactly. Give me Hebrews 10:7.
What's
up? What's up?
Okay. So when I was downtown earlier, I seen some men preaching a prayer. I'm not gonna lie. It's the first time I ever stopped.
Right. You probably seen, but don't.
What are they talking about?
Same thing.
Talk about
IUIC. IUIC. Yeah. Same thing. But different organization. Same thing though. Right. But you know why? You know why you didn't stop there? The Spirit led you here? Because your spirit bear witness. Why? Because you walked by. We didn't arise. You just looked. You was interested. We stopped. You got a question.
I'm not going to have, the way I was, like, everything I'm sorry, I'm not going to hold y'all for more than the average. Like, energy is everything.
I'm going to be looking at my team. Right. Exactly. So that's the Spirit of the Most High that brought you here instead of you going down there. Everything happens for a reason. That's a fact.
And I believe in people, like, you know, nothing happened here. Nothing happens for a reason.
But everything happens for a reason.
So
why?
Because look, I was just out here earlier when I went on my way down.
Right.
And I seen you. I heard when you was like, you said something. I was like, what? What are they talking about?
Right.
I can't remember exactly what you said, but it took my attention from across the street. And then I popped another time down there and came back. As I was walking past, something
caught
my eye.
Right. It was the Spirit that bear witness. Spirit that bear witness. You know what it is? Because the Spirit of Christ. Because why? Although you deal with Buddhism, you still acknowledge Christ, right? Because you still pray to Christ, right?
That's so, me, because my grandfather asked me that. I prayed with him.
Right.
Seems like
you
study
all
this Buddhism, but you still
pray. And why is that? Right. And why is that? There you go.
This is originally, I just told you, I believe everything happens for a reason.
Absolutely.
As long as I can remember.
Absolutely.
As long as I can remember Christianity.
Right. Yeah,
Christ, Jesus Christ. I never knew nobody but Christ.
Right, exactly.
Before I got introduced to Allah or, like, it was Christ.
Right, and Christ, because Christ is the way.
That's why I feel like
that's
everything
what?
Happens for a reason. Like,
it does.
And half the people right now, like, the people that are Muslim right now, they learned that.
Right, of course. And then they strayed away and went into it. You understand what I'm saying? But where did the origins come from? That's the thing. See, Christ is the key to all things. And that's why no matter what you was dealing with as of today, you always kept Christ. Because he's the forefront. Yeah, the website's on there. Website's on there.
He said, get one of those papers that you get them now. Ask them and I'll be done
with it. Yeah.
Right.
He's
just like me, like,
he's Christian or he's Muslim?
My dad's Christian. Like,
okay.
His mother raised me, Christian woman.
Right.
My dad's Christian, but he's not
dealing with all that stuff over there.
He's more high and like,
trying to be spiritual because he's seeking a better way. That's why he's saying, yo, get one of them flyers.
Yeah,
you know why?
Because
he's seeking a better way.
He's really the reason why I'm the way I am now. Like, wow, I'm always gotta
open
here.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
So
supposed
like,
to.
At a certain age, when I first started reading up and studying, I'm not going to spend a lot of time like in between four walls. So
right.
We all
spend time in between four walls, right?
Right.
I spent 7 years between four walls, so it's okay. It's okay.
That's why I'm like,
it's okay. We repent. I'm talking about you locked up. We cross signals here, right? Okay, cool. See, you can't tell about the four walls. We thinking the county jail. We thinking Yonsboro, Boynton. You know what I'm saying? Rikers Island. That's what I'm thinking.
Like, I've been locked in. So
okay.
So I'll start telling you, like, yo, like, where you getting all this from? Like, you kind of smart dude.
Right.
Like, this when I was a little bit younger, though. So
right.
Now, like, I've been reading and stuff. And that's why, like, every time me and my dad hop on the phone, like, we have long conversations.
About right.
Exactly. People just be ignorant. They don't really know.
Yeah, and they don't want to know why.
Yeah, because
I'm going to tell you why they don't want to know. Because they're stuck in their ways.
Yeah, people are afraid to change.
They're afraid to change their lives.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
And I'm always open to listening to learn more. Even if, like, you don't got to take nothing. Like,
right.
Nothing that you hear, nothing that you listen to. You don't got to take nothing. You gotta, like, but it don't,
it
never hurts. Listen.
Right. No, it doesn't hurt. And that's the thing. It doesn't hurt.
And then even if you don't literally just be like, oh, I'm gonna take this. Something that you hear is always gonna stick with you. And I leave something that y'all say, I'm gonna hear it.
Exactly. 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 Like you talked about when you just knew the Most High was a man. And what happened? We just showed you the Lord is what? A man of war. No, it's our job.
All my life, nah, it's a term of speaking. Like when
I know when you say it. Lie, like, you always say it, yeah.
Yeah, like,
it's all good.
I'm not gonna lie to you, that's basically what it is. Like, right. Okay, so I always have one pastor, but he had a few churches. Like, the first thing was Zion Temple.
Uh-huh.
And then, it was a few churches, like, but I stuck with the same pastor. He was Pastor Major Mitchell
up there.
So,
right.
Basically.
Right.
It was like at a point where, so when I got to like the age where I could like pick it up on myself, like I don't gotta have somebody over my shoulder telling me what it is. Like, read it for myself.
Exactly.
Figuring it out on my own. Like,
what it is. You're supposed to find your way in Christ. Yeah. The key is to find your way in Christ. Do your own research, yeah. And that's what we tell people all the time. Look,
you need to show that self approval.
All you gotta do is just take a flyer. If you don't agree with it. Pass it off to somebody else. Throw in the garbage. But you'll never be able to elevate in your knowledge in life.
See, look, this is another thing. I excluded, they taught you in the Bible.
Right.
The body is a temple.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Like, so that's what I believe. Like, you're not a
student. Tells you that in the Bible, though.
You don't, that's what I said. Yeah. Like, see, this is where, like, me practicing Buddhism, because I grew up Christian, so a lot of this stuff, it kind of made it.
Where do you think it comes from? It comes from Christianity.
Yeah, it came from the Bible. Like, so
all
you like,
religions comes from the Torah.
Exactly.
Comes from the prophets. You see what I'm saying? It comes from the law. What do you think the Pentecostal church came from?
Pentecostal,
right? Is the root word is Pentecosta, which is 50, day of 50. That's one of the feast days that's in the Bible. The Feast of First Fruits, the 50th day is the Pentecostal, which is the 50th day of the first fruits, a major holy day of our laws. That's where Pentecostal came from. Where did it got Baptist from? The Baptist church from.
That's what I'm saying.
John the Baptist.
Because I went to a
right?
Pentecostal and I went to a Baptist church. That's why when I started seeing this, I'm like,
right.
That's what I'm
saying. And that's because why John the Baptist was going around baptizing people with water, being symbolic to what Christ was going to be doing. With the word, and that's what happened. He didn't say make a Baptist church. John the Baptist was telling people follow laws, not make a Baptist church. The Baptist church is a man-made religion.
Okay, but this is what I was saying. So the Bible teaches your body is a temple. That's why.
Right. Said, First Corinthians, third chapter.
When I started reading and like practicing and getting informed on Buddhism, I started like. Like the highest power thinking, it's called Nirvana. It's like an Eastern version of heaven, like,
right?
Like, you're all knowing, you can live without means, like, basically. All right, so I was thinking, just like, I was trying to figure out how is there room for people to die every day and people to still be born.
See, understand now, there's room because number one, the focal point is the earth,
yeah.
People die, people are born every day, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So your body
is a temple
when you die, life. Right? When you die. Right.
Like, you have a soul.
Right.
That's what it is. Like, you are a soul.
Right.
Like, your body is a temple. You're here to observe your thoughts, not to beat them. That's why you have a conscience.
Exactly.
That's why you think your thoughts and you're not.
So stick on that. The body is your temple, right? So knowing the body, give me that First Corinthians, third chapter. Knowing that the body is your body's temple. Yeah. Knowing that your body is your temple, this is what you need to do. Read on.
Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God.
So you are the temple of God, right? Because we all, our bodies are the temple of the Most High. Read on.
And that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you.
The Spirit of God dwells in us, which is Christ, his Son, dwells in all of us. That's why you said, yo, you still pray to Christ. Read on.
If any man defileth the temple of God, him shall God destroy.
And when you defile your temple, what are you defiling your temple with? It can be unclean foods because it's a Levitical law showing you what to eat and what not to eat.
Yeah,
but
alcohol,
then it can be, right, no, not alcohol. Because you can drink alcohol, but only in moderation.
Yeah, but Holy Spirit. Okay, when you drink the alcohol, it dangerous.
Now, that's okay. That's okay. As long as you listen, Christ drank wine.
Yeah.
Right? But listen, he wasn't a wine bibber. A wine bibber would be considered a drunk.
Yeah.
See, so you can drink, but just in moderation. Now, we talk about drugs.
Because people get to the point where they get alcohol poisoning.
Right. And you know why? Because they were drunkards.
Yes.
Right. So that's why it says, knowing your body's a temple. But then guess what? People that deal with these religions, they're defiling their temple too. And how are they defiling their temple? They're defiling their temple because these religions, all these religions have one thing in common. They make you forsake the laws of God. The Baptist Church, Jehovah's Witness, the Muslim organization, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, all of them have you straying away from either the laws of God or Christ or both.
Right now, I'm
about
to be 20
in
April.
That's
right.
We said what?
Yeah, that's teaching right there.
Right.
Go ahead, ask the question.
Hold on. Give me one second. Let me jump this right.
I'm about to be 20 in April. I've been practicing since I was like 15.
Okay.
I'm about to be, like 15.
Right. So now you got the literature, you need to start practicing the Bible, the laws.
As long as I've been like studying and practicing.
Right.
Buddhism, they never show you sin. Like the word sin.
Right. See now.
First
John 3 and 4.
I'm gonna tell you why I feel as though, and then you correct me.
Okay.
Right, so basically, I was thinking about it. Buddhists, they believe in like you know right from wrong, and they live by the laws of karma.
Right.
Like you know.
But if you know right from wrong, then it has to be some type of sin that's wrong.
Look, but they live by the laws of karma. So right. Basically, I feel like they're not telling you no sin. They're not saying sin because you know the right. You know right from wrong. So basically, when you sin, as the Bible say,
right.
You go through your karma. That's when you get your karma.
Okay, so the thing is this.
Like
what is sin? What
sin
is sin?
In the Bible, like
I'm going to show you what sin is in the Bible so you get a better understanding. Because the Most High deals with what they call karma. Right? The Buddhists just took what the Most High's judgments and turned into a word called karma.
Like you
basically
know right from wrong.
So for example, I'm going to give you an example. When you're in your parents' household and you do right, what do they do? They reward you. They bless you. Well, whatever. Give you all the support. When you break their rules and regulations, what are they doing? That's what you would call that karma. You understand? You would call that karma. Absolutely. You would call that karma. That's where they get it from. So the Most High as a nation gave these people laws, right? Read that in our 1 John 3 verse 4. Just to show you what sin is. Because this is what sin is, so you can understand what to do right.
No, I'm saying I know what sin is, but I was just stuck on
why. You know, see what the Bible says what sin is. See what the Bible says. Because we think we know what sin is, but sin was found in the Bible. So let's find out what the Bible, what God said sin
is. Yeah, that's what I was
saying. Read on.
1 John chapter 3, verse 4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law.
So now, if you don't want the karma of the Most High or the punishments of the Most High to come upon you, you cannot transgress the law. And this is why.
That's why.
For sin is the transgression of the law.
Sin is the transgression of the law. You know why people are under a curse? Why we live in the slums and the ghettos? Because us as a nation transgress the laws of God. By doing what? Following all these different religions and ideologies and all these false doctrines. Because that's what they are, man-made. Instead of following the laws of God, that's why in our communities, everything goes wrong.
That's why I'm
nothing goes
out.
Right.
Why I couldn't find no, like out of all the years I've been studying, I couldn't figure out why I couldn't find the word sin.
Right. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about this. I got
because
it.
Because basically they believe you know right from wrong. So
right.
If you commit these sins,
right.
You're gonna suffer.
But they have to show you. But see, where they're wrong at is they're not showing you right from wrong. The right from wrong is father. You got to know
the
law.
Well, they do.
And again, this is to show you even more why they just took their whole philosophy off the Bible is this. When you follow the laws of God, you'll be blessed as a nation. When you don't follow them as a nation, we were cursed.
I don't really.
Which is what?
Say that they really
That would be called karma. What you reap is what you sow. Right. If you reap righteousness, you're going to sow righteousness. Right. Yeah, well, like, for example, when I, but before I started following the laws of God, I stayed in trouble. Locked up several times, the whole nine yards. I repented, changed my ways, started following Christ. Now the Most High has blessed me to where here it is. At one point, I had a criminal record. Now I work for the government. Go figure. Why? Because what you reap is what you sow. I changed my way, so the Most High is blessing me now. But the minute I stop following these laws, I might be dead or back in jail again. You see what I'm saying?
That's the key. The
12 tribes. Let me ask you a question, right? Because I don't mean to interrupt you, sis, but hold on for a minute. But let me ask you a question, right? What's your nationality?
I'm Haitian.
You're Haitian, right? Yeah. So according to the Bible, you would be who? The tribe of Levi. The Levites.
My last name is actually Israel.
Your last name's actually Israel. Yeah. Well, guess what? My last name's actually Levi. So there you go. Wow. You know what I'm saying?
You guys out here
every Saturday, sis.
Like 12 to like 5.
We start setting up at 11, but from like 12 to 4 or 5,
right,
whatever.
So I gotta go to work right now, but I'm gonna make sure I come back and I'm gonna bring that out.
Definitely do that, sis. All right.
Make sure you keep that flyer too.
Wait, what's your name?
It's on the flyer. Apostle New Jerusalem. It's on the flyer.
Your name?
Oh, Mathias. Okay. You, gotta, you say y'all is an organization.
My name is Quinnette.
All right, Quinnette, nice to meet you too. We'll be looking for you next Saturday, sis. Bring that Bible. Bring that Bible. I want to see it.
Tell me about the 12 tribes.
So now the 12 tribes of Israel are us, the so-called blacks, Hispanics, Dominicans, Cubans, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Haitians of Negroid and Indian descent, right? This is who we are according to the Bible. All right? See, when our people call ourselves Haitians, what does the word Haiti come from?
The word Haiti?
Yeah. Mountainous regions. You been to Haiti before?
Yeah, I've been to Haiti.
Got a lot of mountains, land and everything like that. It's a beautiful place, right?
Yeah.
It's not what they put on TV, like it's all destitute and third world. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
The island of Hispaniola itself is a beautiful place.
Yeah.
But Haiti means it's a mountainous region. Like my aunt's husband and her family, I mean, his family, they live where, you know, I don't know if you know about it, where you got to go through the airplane sideways to get there. And it's nothing but greenery. Mountains, green, it's beautiful over there, right? So Haiti means mountainous people or mountainous land, right? Black American, right? Or African American. Africa was named after who? Leo Skip, which is Judah. Africa is named after Leo Skipper's Africanos. America was named after who? America Vespasian. Two men that are what? Not our people, right? So now, according to the Bible, the so-called Negroes would be the tribe of Judah. Benjamin would be who? The West Indians. West Indians, right? Jamaica, right? Jamaica, Guyanese, Trinidadian, Tobago, all them islands, St. Kitts, St. Martin, all them islands would be the Benjamites. That's where they were scattered, all the way down to Ephraim, the so-called Puerto Ricans. Now, according to the Bible, I'm going to show you something about you and the Dominicans. Go to Genesis, the 49th chapter, quick fast, to show you how we know that Levi, right? I'm going to pick two tribes out, that Levi and Simeon.
Yeah.
Well, Simeon are the Dominicans. Levi are the Haitian descendants of slaves. Simeon are the descendants of the indigenous people of Dominican Republic. Now, we're going to give you the clues and the characteristics of where they will be in these last days, all right? According to the prophecy of Moses, give me Genesis, the 49th chapter, read the first verse.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 1. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together.
It's Jacob, read on. Moses was the one who was the scribe, read on.
That I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days.
Right. What are the last days? We're living in the last days right now. The last days began when Christ died and was put on that cross. That's when the last days began. Read on.
Gather yourselves together and hear ye, sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel, your father.
Right. So now jump down to the fifth verse to show you about Simeon and Levi. Read on.
Simeon and Levi are brethren.
So it says Simeon and Levi are brethren, right? Read on.
Instruments of cruelty
are in their habitations.
What does Simeon and Levi like to do? Chop people up with that machete. They like to use that machete. They like that sword play. They like to use that machete like when the president got killed over there, right? And they found out that was a hit, and they found some of them guys that assassinated the president. What was they doing? Chopping them guys up with machete, right? The Dominicans love a good machete fight too. That's what y'all do. Let's keep it real. Read on, but it goes deeper. Read on.
Oh my soul, come not thou into their secret.
Now what's your secret? What do y'all like to do? Voodoo, right? Voodoo, that's your secret. Let's keep it real. The Haitians love that voodoo. But guess what? The Dominicans, they love that brujeta, right? They got their witchcraft too over there in Dominican Republic. Heavy, just like the Levites, the Haitian brothers do. Y'all got it, because y'all was close. Y'all were tight. Our forefathers, Simeon and Levi, they were close. So they did a lot of things. They did a lot of dirt together, so to speak. You know, read on. Okay.
Unto their assembly.
It says, read that again.
I'm from the top. Oh my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly.
But unto their assembly, because what do? When they all come together, doing that voodoo, it's a bunch of them. You got the priests, got the people, they doing their chants and all that, they did spells and all that. Dominican Republic can do that heavy too. Read on.
Unto their assembly, my anger.
Right.
Be not thou united.
Be not thou united. Now, are the Dominicans, the so-called Dominicans, and are the so-called Haitians united? Absolutely not. How they divided? Through what? The language. How is it that y'all on the same land? Y'all on the same land, but the language is totally different. One speaks Spanish, one speaks what? Haitian.
That's insane.
You see that? So it says, read that part again.
Be not thou united.
It says, be not thou united. Because see, when y'all both were speaking Hebrew, y'all was united, right? But then when the French came over to one side of the land, the Spanish came over to the other side of the land, remember, y'all was the first country to get liberation under my man Toussaint, who was a warrior, to get liberation. You understand? But y'all weren't united. Why weren't y'all united? Because the Most High made it to where y'all wasn't united anymore. That's why one tribe of y'all speaks one language, the other tribe speaks the other language. And that's why now, y'all don't even get along anymore. Back then, y'all was like this. Let me tell you the history of Levi and Simeon, right? Our sister was raped. Dinah was her name. Levi and Simeon, right now, what they did, they said, okay, you took our sister unjustly, this is what we're gonna do. And it was Africans that did it, because the Africans aren't our people. Africans are not our people.
Nope.
They're not our people.
We're not Africans.
Africans, we're not Africans. They're not our people.
That's another topic.
No. We are Israelites, brother. Africans are not our people. So this is what happened, right? What happened was...
I got the perfect scripture for you.
Right. What happened was this. They took our sister... The man took it was a prince, his son, took our sister, right? Dinah, violated her, took her. Then he wanted to come back, oh, you know, I want to marry her. They said, oh, you know what? Yeah, okay, you could do that. But y'all got to get circumcised. You know what circumcision is?
Yeah.
You got to get the foreskin cut off your rod.
Yeah.
What they do? They let all the men get circumcised in the land. Simeon and Levi took that machetes, the sword, killed all the men. They can't fight yet. They can't fight. They couldn't fight. So that was a trap. They set them up. They said, nah, go ahead. You know what? You're not going to rape our sister. Think you're going to get away with it. Yeah, so what they say? Yeah, we're going to act like we're going to let you marry our sister. But all y'all got to get circumcised. All your males got to get circumcised. Once y'all do that, we good. No sooner than every man in the land did it, they killed every man in the land. You can't fight. Your rod is a little crazy, bro. Can't do it. You took the L. So what they do? They slew all the men in the land, imprisoned all the women and the children for what they did to our sister Diamond. That's what y'all are about.
You want me to finish reading that in Genesis?
Yeah, finish reading that in Genesis for me. What you looking for?
I was looking for
Don't worry about it right now. Finish that in Genesis first.
Genesis what was that?
49 and read 5 again.
49 and 5. Simeon and Levi are brethren.
So that's why he says Simeon and Levi are brethren. Because our forefathers, Simeon and Levi, they were brethren. They were close. Read on.
instruments of cruelty are in their habitation.
They love the sword, like how the Haitians love that machete, Dominicans love that machete. But based off the story I just told you in Genesis, in earlier chapters, that's why they did what they did. Read on.
Oh my soul, come not thou into their secret.
Right.
Unto their assembly, unto my honor.
Their assembly. What's their assembly? Their assembly is voodoo, witchcraft.
What's going on?
The Levites love witchcraft. The Dominicans love Brujetta. They love it. That's what y'all do. And then you got to understand why, well, with the Haitians, you got to understand, don't y'all know y'all were the priests of the Most High? Moses was a Haitian. Moses was a Haitian. Aaron was a Haitian. They were the ones, they taught the laws of God. They taught the laws of God. That's why y'all linked up with God like that, but now you linked up with God on the left-hand side.
Yeah, that's deep.
You see that? So this is what we teach you. How you doing, sis? That's a beautiful thing. What's your question, sis?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
So, well, I just want to know, I'm seeing Islam is pagan.
It's pagan, yeah, because they worship the cobblestone. Right.
All right. Yeah, we know they lie to us.
So right, right.
I don't care about the skin color.
Oh,
right?
We do. We do.
To me, I don't.
Nah, but the Bible does. The Bible. Let me just say this one thing. Okay. This is what you understand, right? I care about everything that's in the Bible. If the Bible says that Christ is the dark-skinned man with woolly hair,
yeah.
I care about that. Why?
Okay. Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you why. It's important to teach truth. And it's not my personal opinion. It's about truth now.
Right.
Because if I didn't care about the true color of Christ, I would go along with that picture of Caesar Bozier. Well, because that's who that is.
Let me rephrase myself. What I mean to say is, not that I don't care,
right,
is that the whole purpose of Jesus was for us to get saved, right?
For who to get saved?
For whoever that accepts it.
No.
No?
Nope.
Okay, so tell me.
St. John's 4:22. It's not for whoever to get saved. For only one nation is going to get saved.
For whoever.
First of all, who did Christ die for? Who did Christ die for?
No,
everybody,
will.
Or who did Christ die for?
No, we will.
No, not what I'm going to say. We're going to read the Bible. 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 King James Version. And also, I speak fluent Hebrew.
Okay, good.
Absolutely. Because, absolutely.
I got
show them on.
I got you.
I am watching you. I'm looking at you.
But we about Shalom today, right?
It's Shalom. Shalom. Oh, no, it's Shalom. Shalom. Okay. No, we don't y'all argue and scream. I don't see. This is the thing. What, you got some organizations that like to yell and scream.
Yeah. Some of them can't deal with a...
Because they can't deal
with... With a spiritual... Not debate, but... Like
no, you're right. A spiritual debate. You're right. Now, listen. Yeah. We cannot agree, and we can walk away. You still my sister. I still love you. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not an issue. Why? Because, hell, I might work with you. I might see you in a jam. You might see me in a jam. Hey, you remember that sister, y'all? She in a jam right there. Help out. You understand what I'm saying? So
I wish I had my daughter here. She's 16, and she loved this.
And that's good. That's
but
good.
It's all right.
That's good. So now, Matthew's 1:21 first and foremost, right? Because we deal with the Bible, what the Bible says. You understand what I'm saying? That's what we deal with. When Christ died, Christ didn't die for the whole world as you think. Christ died for one world. Because when you look at the word world, how many definitions does it have? About a good 8 definitions. You have to put the proper definition in context based off the original language. Because when the language is being translated, a lot of words had to be replaced with words that may appear to, oh, it means that. No, it doesn't mean that. When you go back to the original tongue, you understand what it means. But we can prove all of it out of the English for our people because the majority of our people read the English. That's why. So Matthew 1:21 first and foremost. Read on.
Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son.
So who's that she? Mary shall bring forth a son.
Okay.
Right? Read on.
And thou shalt call his name Jesus.
Right, so the angel's telling Joseph, you're not going to pick, his name ain't going to be Larry. His name ain't going to be Taquan, Shaw Skills. His name is going to be Jesus, meaning Savior.
Okay.
Read on.
For he shall save his people it from their
he
sins.
Shall save his people, not all people, his people from what?
From their sins.
Now, who was Christ's people? Christ's people was the Israelites. That's who they were, according to the Bible. Now, go to John 3:16. Who were the Gentiles in that? Because you got to understand something. No, they weren't. There's two sets of Gentiles in the Bible. Hold on a minute. There's two sets of Gentiles in the Bible, right? Which Gentiles was he talking about? Because you had our people that were in these places in a Gentile mind state. You know that, right? Did you know that? Our people who was following the Greek customs, the Grecian culture, and the Grecian customs were called Gentiles by the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin consists of the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, the Essenes, and the elders and the priests of the nation. They called our people who forsook the laws of God, who were scattered all throughout Asia Minor, they called them Gentiles. How do we know that? Go to St. John's. St. John's, the 8th chapter, right? And start at, I think it is the 36th verse. Let me see where it's at. That's eight? Mm-hmm. So it's the 7th chapter then. 7th chapter. Because we knew who the Gentiles were, right? But you got to understand something. There were two sets of Gentiles, right?
36?
Where it says, okay, read that 35. I said 36. So read up above it quick fast. Start at verse 34. Start at verse 34.
The book of St. John chapter 7, verse 34. Ye shall seek me and shall not find me.
So Christ was telling the Sanhedrin, ye shall seek me and the people listening and you shall not find me. That's what he was telling them. Read on.
I am thither ye cannot, and where I am thither ye cannot come.
Right, and where he was going, it's like you're not going to be able to come. They didn't understand he was going back to the Most High. They're thinking he's going traveling somewhere else. Read on.
This said the Jews among themselves.
Then said the Jews among themselves. This is what they said. Read on.
Whither will he go?
Where is Christ going to go that we can't find him? Read on.
That we shall not find him. Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles?
So who was the dispersed among the Gentiles? Our people living in a Gentile mind state. How do we know that? Stay right here, hold this, right? Give me James 1:1, and then give me Peter's 1:1. Because you got to understand, we were living amongst the Gentiles following a Gentile mind state. That's why they were called the Jews, who were the Sanhedrin, right? The quote unquote, the scholarly ones. They knew our people were dispersed among the Gentiles. We knew. So what did we start doing? Peter and them started teaching those people that were dispersed among the Gentiles who didn't know their nationality.
Where?
All throughout Asia Minor. We're about to read it.
The
main nation that was in charge was Rome, because you know history, right?
Right.
The Romans were running the world at that time of Christ.
I'm not talking about that. You're talking about the Gentiles, right?
No. Like I said, it's two sets of Gentiles. We just proved that.
So who were the two sets of Gentiles?
Israelites in the Gentile mind state. And then a natural Gentile. Who was running the world at this
what
time?
What nation was that natural Gentile?
Rome. Rome.
So
and
Rome.
No, I'm going to tell you why when you read the Bible, it only talks about the Roman Empire, right? Because the Roman Empire was the empire that was ruling the whole known world.
Yeah.
Based off of the prophecies that are in Daniel. Based off the prophecies of Daniel, the Roman Empire, even to this day, is ruling. Did you know that? Because America is an extension of Rome. Based off the prophecies in Daniel's 7th chapter, America is an extension of Rome. Why do you think when you go watch a sports game, they say that what? The Coliseum or the arena, right? Look at your courthouses, all your courthouses. The courthouse over there, what are those type of columns over there? That's the courthouse. Roman columns. America's an extension of Rome, that's all. So now, read James 1:1 quick fast, and we'll go to Peter's 1:1.
James chapter 1, verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greetings.
So now, these 12 tribes were scattered abroad all over Asia Minor. So James brought out to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. But now Peter's going to bring the same thing out, but he's going to show you the different lands they were living in. Because we know that the 12 tribes were scattered abroad. They weren't only in Jerusalem. And
that's
we can
what
go.
That's what I'm trying to
we're right. Right, right. They weren't only in Jerusalem. They were scattered abroad, right? I got your question, bro. They were scattered abroad. Oh, okay. Okay.
I already know.
Okay, okay. So hold on for a minute.
Because the Hebrews and the Jews, that was the Gentiles between the two of us in the beginning.
But,
you know where you're going. I already know.
Peter's 1 verse 1. Now, 1 Peter's 1 verse 1. Because now...
You'd be surprised if it's black